Missionaries are providing comfort to India flood survivors. Christian Radio brings hope to Bhutan's remnant church, and a pastor's tour may have the answers to Japan's suicide epidemic. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The death toll continues to rise from the worst flooding in India in years. About 300 are now known dead in the states of Andhra Pradesh and Karnataka following days of torrential rains. Gospel for Asia was one of the first organizations to respond to the flooding, says the ministry's vice president, Daniel Punos.
An estimated 10 million people displaced. Over 2 million homes are completely destroyed, and the latest figures is over 400 villages completely washed away.
Punos says people have lost everything, their homes, farms, and businesses. While many organizations have focused on urban settings, GFA is helping right where it's needed among the Dalits, the untouchables, because that's where their churches are located.
A lot of the aid and help that's going out is from our local churches that are right there. Some of our local churches are underwater right now, but the pastors and the believers are the ones who are doing the greatest aid right now.
It's making the local church relevant, allowing them to share the gospel. We turn next to Bhutan, where open democracy has made strides in the last year. Even so, evangelism is forbidden, and some believers are feeling the heat. Words of Hope is broadcasting the gospel in the Dzongkha, the primary language of Bhutan. Lee DeYoung shares concern for their team.
Those who are engaged in ministry in Bhutan feel the need to be very cautious, and there have been a number of cases where there has been much more attention focused and much more difficulty experienced by those who seek to worship Jesus Christ in that country.
Bhutan ranks 11th on the Open Doors World Watch list, a placement they've earned. Less than 1% of Bhutan's population is Christian, and anti-Christian sentiment runs strong.
We need to pray for believers would be able to persevere, and that there might be an increasing openness and freedom for churches to be formed that are visible and for the gospel to be spread openly.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Partners International shares an update from Indonesia. A church planning group in the region joined with partners to help earthquake victims. They're providing immediate relief such as clean water. A medical team from the U.S. arrived earlier this week. Along with providing short-term aid, the group is developing long-term strategies for church planning in the area. Partners plans to raise over $200,000 to meet these needs. To help, visit our website. Meanwhile, suicide is reaching epidemic proportions in Japan. Last year, nearly 34,000 people took their own lives. Pastor Takeshi Takazawa with Asian Access says,
"This basically shows the hopelessness. They think killing themselves is better than continuing the life. So they basically gave up."
Asian Access is working with Japan's church leaders to answer that. It's life-saving, literally. Through the Pastor's Vision Tour, a group of Japanese pastors visited the U.S. to get training on how to best reach these people with the gospel.
What would encourage the church to be in the society, to become a true bridge to those people who are desperately need hope and salvation of Christ.
Which means going to them instead of waiting for them to come to the church.
Church needs ears to listen to the society. The answer is Jesus Christ, always. But what questions are they asking?
Visit our website for more information. And civil war and AIDS caused thousands of kids to hit the streets of the Democratic Republic of Congo. Every Child Ministries has ministered to street kids for several years. Now they need your help to give these kids a second chance. ECM is offering vocational training to the street kids of Congo. Youth can support themselves and contribute to society by learning a trade. It costs about $200 to help one Congolese youth get started in a business. Visit our website to make a donation. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures, to help people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 for information. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.